先啊、读几节圣经。
Let's read a few Bible verses together.
先请翻到马太福音第七章十三、十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章十三、十四节。
Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
那么再请翻到路加福音第十三章二十三、二十四节。
Luke 13:23 and 24.
路加福音十三章二十三、二十四。
13:23 and 24.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
那最后请翻到希伯来书第十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我今天想和弟兄姊妹一起交通啊，进窄门，走小路。与信心走信心的路之间的关系。
I want to share, brothers and sisters, the relationship between entering through the narrow gate and walking the narrow way, and also with the way of faith.
现在我们礼拜五查经正好查到马太福音。
Friday night we have been going through Matthew.
所以当我们那次查到第七章那个主对门徒说要进窄门走小路的时候。
When we were sharing about Jesus telling the disciples to enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way,
就解了我一个问题。
And it helped me with my problem.
因为刚刚过去一年的西岸特会，江弟兄交通到主要再来。
Brother Kong shared about the Lord's coming at the last WCCC.
他问我们 Are you ready?
He was asking us, Are we ready? Are you ready?
我在想，我跟许多人一样，我里面却。没有 ready.
And like many people, I'm not ready inside.
就是想到主要再来，但是我们却，这是我自己有感觉，我还不知道主要在干什么。
And for myself, you know, the Lord is coming, but I don't know what I'm doing.
所以就给我一个深深的感觉，就是里面就是想我们要明白神的旨意。
The Lord is coming. I don't know what He is going to do. And inside me, I want to know.That the Lord is wanting us to know to understand His will.
我们要思想主在我们身上，他要什么，他要干什么。
We have to think what the Lord wants and what He's going to do.
和我们怎么能够进入主要我们进入的他的旨意。
And how are we going to enter into His will?
所以当我听到主说要进窄门走小路的时候。
When I heard to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
我就想那是一条路。
I was thinking that is a way.
主还给我们有时间，爸爸，我们再一次用这个机会，真的是明白神的旨意，照着他所要的，我们进入他的旨意。
That the Lord is still giving us time that we will understand His will and enter into His will.
这里我在想许多弟兄们都交通过这一段的圣经。
Many brothers have shared on this passage.
首先一点说明就是这里主说那个宽路引向灭亡，它不是指的将来灵魂的永死。
That the gate that is wide, and the way that is broad that leads to destruction, that is not eternal death.
不是说那个永远救恩有一天会失去。
It doesn't mean that you lose your salvation.
我们一信的主，那个救恩是永远的，不会失去的。
When we believe in the Lord, we do not lose our salvation.
但他这里的灭亡，有弟兄解释是荒废了。
And our brothers have shared with us that this destruction is going to waste.
就是我们信主之后，主在我们身上还在做工作，有个旨意要成就，我们却在这件事情受亏损。
That we suffered loss in the will that the Lord has laid out for us after we believe in Him.
主在这里说，他说你们要进窄门。
He said to enter through the narrow gate.
我在想，当我们听到这个，我们心中可能不会很舒服了。
Maybe we do not feel very good inside when we hear this.
当你想到窄，我就想到日本啊，或者香港那个房子很小。
When I thought about narrow, I thought about in Japan and in Hong Kong, the houses are the you know the apartments are very small.
可能车子也很 compact, 很小。
Maybe the cars are all compact cars.
他们床可能也非常窄。
And the beds too are very narrow.
但是小呢，就是。就和实话想到农村里有时候上山，那路非常不好走。
I think about in the villages, you know, when you go up the hill, it's not very, the mountains are not the way, the paths are very narrow.
走的人也非常少。
There are very few who will try to walk.
但主在这里说，好像只有两条路。
But the Lord here lays out to us there are only two ways to go.
一个叫窄，一个窄门小路。
One is a narrow gate, and the way it's a small, a narrow,
一个宽门大路
and one the gate is wide and it's a broad way.
我就想起在中国，大家可能都知道有一座山叫华山。
Many of you know China has a mountain called 华山。
非常的危险。
It's very dangerous.
但是呢，要达到山顶只有一条路。
But to reach the mountain top, there is only one way.
所以就有一个俗语说，自古华山只有一条路。
And there is a saying that you know, there is only one way up to Huashan.
你要不走那条路，你达不到山顶。
And if you do not take that path, there's no way you're going to reach the mountain top.
所以主也在这通向神国，你要找到那个窄门小路，只有那条路才能够达到神的国。
And to the kingdom of heaven, there's only one way to enter. There's just that way.
因为主来到地上是要把我们完完全全的带到神的面前。
Because when the Lord came to earth, He wanted to bring us completely before God. He also wants to bring the kingdom of God to a man's heart. To reign in man's heart.
但是在我们的身上却活在这个世上，这件事要成就有很多的拦阻。
But to accomplish it in our lives, you know, while we are still on this earth, there is a lot of hindrance.
有从世界来的
from the world
有我们这个人的己
our own the self in us
还有仇敌撒旦他从来没有停止他的诡计和攻击
and the schemes and attacks from Satan the enemy
所以主耶稣才告诉我们要进窄门走小路
and that is why the Lord told us that we have to enter through the narrow gate and walk narrow way
让我在思想主为什么要进窄门走小路是我就是好像主就给我三个，就是因为主要我们做怎样的人，决定了我们要走怎样的路。
And what kind of person we are will determine what kind of way we're going to walk.
当我们读圣经，我们知道主要我们走信心的路。
He wants us to walk a way of by faith, a way of faith.
另外一个就是主要我们做门徒。
And he wants us to be his disciples.
还有一个就是主要我们做得胜者。
And he wants us to be overcomers.
每一样都要求我们走进窄门走小路。
And every one of these requires that we enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
不过今天跟时间的关系我只能讲第一个就是我们要进窄门走小路走这条信心的路。
Today I can only share with you to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way, we have to walk a way of faith.
圣经告诉我们，我们是因信得着了神的生命。
The Bible tells us that by faith we receive the life of God.
但圣经也说，我们信了主，他要因信而生。
The Bible also tells us that when we believe in the Lord, we have to live by faith.
就是靠着这个信心来过地上的生活。
That is by faith we lead our everyday life.
以前我们可能是一种的生活，但今天主要另一种生活。
Before in the past we have a different life, but today after we believe in the Lord, He wants us to live a different life.
以前可能是一种活法，今天是另一种活法。
We live, you know, differently before and now.
以前走的是一种的道路，今天走的是另外一种的道路。
And our way, our path before was different in the past than it is now.
当我想到啊，走信心的路，第一个想就是亚伯拉罕。
When I was thinking about the walking this way of faith, I thought about Abraham.
因为圣经说他是信心之父。
That he is the father of faith.
我们来看到啊，亚伯拉罕是怎样的一个人啊？
Who is Abraham?
我把它总结一下。
I'll just give a summary.
他住在加勒底的乌尔。
He was living in Ur of the Chaldees.
他是做买卖假象。假偶像生意的人。
He was in the business of, you know, buying and selling false god idols.
我在想他生活非常的好。
I'm thinking he has a really good life.
因为他可以住在砖砌的房子里面。
And he lived in a house built of bricks.
因为做生意所以也有钱。
So he was in the business, so he is very wealthy.
而且还有美丽贤惠的妻子。
And he has had a beautiful wife.
他是个长子，他的遗产会很多。
He was the firstborn, so he had a lot of inheritance.
家族可能把一切的培养都放在他的身上。
So maybe his whole family, you know, have their hopes are in him.
因为他做生意，所以他可能人际关系非常的广。
And he's in business, maybe he has really good relationship with everyone.
你可以说人生得意不过就这样了。
So you can say, you know, you can be very, you know, happy that way.
你再往前想，这个路会越走越宽大。
If you keep thinking, you know, this road, this way that he's taking will be very broad and broader and broader.
但是有一天，这荣耀的神找到了他。
But one day, the God of glory found him.
他里面的眼睛被打开了。
And his inner eyes opened.
他看到了这位创造宇宙万有的神。
And he saw the God who created this entire universe.
神呼召他离开本地和亲族。
God called him to leave his land and his father.
来跟从他。
And to follow him.
圣经说他因着信，他就过了他一生信心的生活。
And by faith, Abraham led his entire life.
我在想，大家对亚伯拉罕的故事都比较熟悉，所以我们就来看他的窄门，他的小路在哪里。
I know you're very familiar with Abraham. We'll see how that where his narrow gate and narrow way is.
我就取两点好了。
Just 2 points.
一个叫做与世界彻底的分别。
That he completely separate himself with the world.
亚伯拉罕的呼召一个特别，他神就对他说，你要离开本地亲族和父家。
God called his calling was very specific to leave his land and his people and his father's house.
那个意思就是与你原来的世界有个彻底的分别。
That is to mean to have a complete separation from that world of yours.
所以他也被称为希伯来人。
So he was called a Hebrew.
第一个希伯来人。
The first Hebrew.
希伯来人就是过河的意思。
One that crossed over the river.
他原先是活在另外一个世界，但今天他进入神的世界。
Before he was living in a different world, now he entered into God's world.
我在想神在呼召他的时候慢慢也会给他看见。
When God called him, God revealed himself to him.
这个世界是与神相对的。
That this world is the enemy of God.
我们在新约的观众我们知道神有一天会审判这个世界。
And in the light of the New Testament, we know that God will judge the world one day.
因为是这个世界是被另外一个王掌权。
Because this world is being ruled by a different king.
因为是这个世界把主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And it is this world that have nailed the Lord to the cross.
所以主说，他说人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And that is why the Lord Jesus said that if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
所以这是这个世界在神眼中的地位。
So this is the position of the world in the eyes of God.
神召我们跟我们说要与世界分别，神不是强拉的，但是他会在里面来带领我们。
When the Lord calls us to be separated from the world, he doesn't just, you know, grab us, you know, by force, but he will inside within us, he will speak to, will grapple of us.
这个世界是一个模子。
This world is a mold.
我就想我在信主之前，我就是这个模子磨出来的一个标本。
I was thinking, you know, before I believed in the Lord, I was, you know, in this mold, I was like a specimen from this mold.
你看到我就看到这个世界的样子。
If you see me, you see the world.
但是主会在带领我们。
But the Lord leads us from within.
我在想以前可能大家都有就是在信主之前什么打牌看电影你随叫随到。
And, you know, in the past, before you believe in the Lord, you know, when he say have a game of poker or going to movies, you know, you were just, you're game, you're up for it.
然后一到放假了，大家一说，哎呀，出去旅游啊，马上订票。
And you know the big school holidays, you know, everybody say, let's go, you know, travel around, and you know, you just called and buy the tickets.
好像没有什么场所我没有试过不去的。
It's like there is no place that I've not tried to go to.
什么没几乎没有什么网站我可以不去点。
And there are no, you know, websites that I wouldn't go surf on.
但是慢慢信主了之后，我发现。
But gradually after I believed in the Lord.
当我再去做这些时候，但是慢慢里面好像没有，也没有什么劲。
And I realized that, you know, it's gradually I'm bored doing those things.
因为主的生命在我们里面，他有另外一个追求。
Because the life of God in us has a different pursuit.
这些东西不能真的满足我。
These things can no longer satisfy me or fulfill me.
这是我们要从世界的活动中出来。我还会想到，在世界中我们还有行事为人的一套。
And that was, you know, to be separated from the things that we do in the world. But then I thought about, too, the way we do things in the world.
我就想以前其实我是非常不守规矩。
And I was thinking, you know, in the past, I don't really follow rules.
只要规矩在，我都可以把它改掉。
As, you know, if there are rules, I can change those rules.
按照我的标准。
I'll just go according to my standards.
我们也会常常啊，在背后啊，啊，缺斤短两呐，就是作假。
And we'll, you know, kind of falsify things.
我们说话口中是没有遮拦的。
And we are callous with our words.
我们说谎话。
We have lies.
夸大的话。
Exaggerations.
损人的话。
And words that are damaging.
但是信主了之后，慢慢发现，当这个话要出来的时候，里面就有个提醒。
And when, after we believe in the Lord, whenever these words are coming out, you know, within us, there's a kind of a prompt, a reminder.
其实是主在慢慢把我们从这个世界的模式里面带出来。
And the Lord is gradually bringing us out from this mold of this world.
我在想亚伯拉罕要从这个世界出来，也不是一下子就出来。
I'm sure Abraham didn't just, you know, immediately got out from the mold of this world.
所以圣经上记载，他到了迦南地。他很快的时候，但遇到了事情，他又到了埃及去了。
So the Bible recorded that when he went to Canaan, and then when he had something happen, he straight away he went over to Egypt.
就好像是亚伯拉罕初信的时候，又跟世界混在一起了。
It's as if, you know, when Abraham first believed, and then he went back to mix with the world again.
那你发现他去了这个埃及的时候，他做了什么？
And what did he do in Egypt?
他在那里，他不会说他是信神的人。
He wouldn't say he believed in God.
因为他把他的灯就盖起来了。
As if he put a cap over his light.
他在那里，他要附和人的，他就要说谎话。
He needs to, you know, kind of be, accommodate others, so he has to tell lies.
我在想，他良心里面有责备，但是因为他在世界当中，他惧怕。
Even though his conscience is speaking to him, but he was afraid and he just did it.
所以当一个信主的人真的有主生命的，你就发现在里面会发现我与这个世界是不同国的。
So when you truly believed in the Lord, you realize in you that you are of a different kingdom from this world.
不是一个人啊，信主人他故意清高，就是这个世界我不要。
It's not that one who believes in the Lord thinks really highly of himself and says, oh, I don't want the things of this world.
而是里面那个生命与这个世界不相合了。
But that the life within you is not compatible with this world.
当亚伯拉罕出来，我在想他一定会受到许多亲戚朋友的轻看羞辱。
And I believe Abraham probably suffered despise and shame of his relatives and friends when he came out of Ur.
还有家人的误解。
And the misunderstandings of his family.
我在想大家很快都知道我在讲什么。
And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
但是亚伯拉罕他就从迦南从那个乌尔出来了。
But he came out of Ur.
他不光是外面从世界中出来了。
Not only did he get out of the world from, you know, looking on the outside.
但从亚伯拉罕的后面意思，你看到世界从他里面也出来了。
But from the throughout the life of Abraham, you can see that the world has got out of Abraham.
当我们的心都还在恋慕这个世界上的金钱、地位、荣耀的时候
，when within us, if our hearts still desire of the glory and money and of this world,
我们的心 心却没有从这个世界出来。
Then our heart has not come out from this world.
我就想到啊，那个张弟兄看戏的那个故事。
And I thought about Brother Kong when he went to the movies.
可能大家都听过。
Maybe you have all heard about this.
其实张弟兄很喜欢看戏，而且他说他想当一个戏子。
And Brother Kong likes to watch the plays. He wants to be one of them.
就是一个 actor.
Actor.
对，所以但是他有这个欲望也好，但是好像环境也效力，许多人就给他票看。
So he has a desire. So you know, many gave him tickets to go to the play.
所以他的看，后来有人跟他说，基督徒不应该看戏的。
So when people told him, you know, as Christian, you shouldn't go to the plays.
啊，他一开始很不服气。
He was not happy at that time.
这不是犯罪。
He said that's not sinning.
他至少那我以后改了，就是只看一些有宗教色彩的戏。
Well, maybe I'll change. I'll just watch those that are more religious.
是跟科学教育有关系。
Or those that has to do with science and education.
以后可能对侍奉主有好处。
Maybe it's good when I serve the Lord.
所以他就照着他的理由，他继续看戏。
So he, with all his reasoning, he continued to go to the play.
但慢慢的，他继续在看的时候，里面有提醒，哎，好像做基督徒不应该看戏。
And gradually, he has the kind of a reminder in his heart that, you know, as a Christian, he shouldn't go there.
他里面开始有点感觉了。
He has that sense in him.
所以他就决定，他说那就不看了。
So he decided, I'm not going to go anymore.
两个月都不看。
2 months passed.
后来来了一个就挪亚方舟的那一部戏。
And one, then after that came the one about Noah's Ark.
他挣扎了之后，最后还是失败了看。
After much struggle, he went there again.
他看，他说他自己说，他说在看的时候，他说眼睛是盯着屏幕，但里面好像心在下沉下地狱。
I remember he said that you know my eyes are focused on the play, but then you know in my heart it's like going down to hell.
是主在人的生命中做工作。
And that is the work of the word of God in man's life.
他就是这样的一个心情，就坚持看了两小时。
So in such a condition, he watched for 2 hours.
他说为什么我一开始觉得不对就逃嘛？为什么还坐两个小时？他忘记可以走的。
And he said, you know, why didn't I leave at the very moment? I sat for 2 hours. I forgot I can get out of it.
但就是那两个小时的挣扎，他在。就不再看戏了。
But with that 2 hours of struggle there, he ended his watching play.
所以有人问他，他说为什么这是一个是真的犯罪吗？
And people ask him, is this truly, you know, a sin?
他说在我里面它是犯罪。
But in me, it is sin.
因为圣灵已经在里面提醒了我。
Because the Holy Spirit already reminded me in my heart.
我没有顺服那个声音。
And I didn't submit to the voice.
所以张弟兄他说就那一次的经历，他说神就断了在他里头这个世界的生命，那天就断了。
And he said that with that experience God took away that relationship with the world from him.
他说因着这件事情，他看到神要他做一个怎样的人呢？
And through this thing he saw what kind of man the Lord wants him to be.
虽然是一个小事，
even though it is a very small matter, it's very trivial.
他说神要我做一个只以他为喜乐，只以他为满足的人。
But God wants me to be one that will be joyful because of him and also fulfilled.
这是神要我们脱离世界他那个目的。
It is the purpose that God wants us to be separated from this world.
那也讲一个反面的，就是与世界混杂的，就是他的侄子罗德。
And on the other side of the story is Lot, who's mixed with the world.
他是跟过亚伯拉罕，他也认识神的。
Lot knows God, and then he also followed Abraham.
但他不愿意走窄路。
But he wasn't willing to walk the narrow way.
我们就知道，他慢慢的就把他的那个帐篷就从山地挪到平原，平原挪到索多玛。
So he gradually moved his tent to the plains and then to Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom.
对，因为在神面前只有两道门。
Because before God there are only two doors.
不是窄门就是宽门。
If it's not the narrow gate, it is the wide one, the broad one.
我们的道路会将我们进的那道门显出来。
And the way that we walk on will reveal which gate we have entered.
我在想主借着罗德的故事也告诉我们，我们在于刚开始的时候我们会不注意。
And you know, like Lot, maybe we are not paying attention in the beginning.
我们以为我们自己可以非常熟练的来handle与主与世界的关系。
We thought we can handle the relationship, you know, with God and then also with the world.
但是仇敌比我们厉害。
But the enemy is smarter than us.
迟早的，我们要与世界混杂，我们就会被世界缠绕。
And sooner or later, we're going to be mixed with the world and be entangled in this world.
因为主说，他说使我们胜过世界的就是我们的信心。
Because God says that faith is the one that faith is what that will cause us to overcome this world, to have victory over this world.
我们只有藏在主里面，才能够真正的脱离这个世界，胜过这个世界。
Only if we abide in Him can we overcome this world.
亚伯拉罕另外一个生活特点就是他是过一个凭信而不凭眼见的生活。
Another thing of Abraham is that he lives by faith and not by sight.
实际上有一个就是亚伯拉罕一生告诉我们，我们再次 过寄居客旅的生活。
And Abraham, you know, his life tells us that on this earth we are but sojourners.
如果我们没有，就是要有这种心态的话，我们没办法过一个信心的生活。
If we do not have this attitude of a sojourner, then we cannot live a life of faith.
他以前过得很舒适、宽敞、舒适的装房子。
And Abraham led a very comfortable life in a brick house.
他的如今，他却住在简单的帐篷。
But today, he lived in a very simple tent.
他以前可能按照现在的说法，就是非常充实的上班生活。
And you know, in today's term, maybe you know, he has a very fulfilled career.
晚上却有丰富的夜生活。
And in the evening, he has very good nightlife.
但是现在在旷野，他白天就是照管这群羊。
But now in the wilderness, he is taking care of the sheep.
晚上他可能就跟莎拉一起看旷野上的星空。
And in the night, he just observed the starlight with Sarah.
但就是这个简单的生活叫他不被许多的事情缠绕。
But this simple life causes him not to be entangled of these things of the world.
叫他能够清新的与神有交通。
That he can remain pure in heart to commune with the Lord.
亚伯拉罕一生在过信心的生活。
Abraham led a life of faith.
他碰见了主。
And he met the Lord.
我们只有碰见了主。
It's only when we encounter him.
我们才能够真正的跟随主。
Then we can truly follow him.
我们只有真的认识我们的神，我们的路才是真的宽大的。
And indeed, if we truly know him, then our road can be wide.
我在想，因为时间缘故，我就很快过了。主耶稣在招我们进窄门走小路的时候，
When the Lord Jesus calls us to enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way,
他说走这条路的人是少的。
And he said, few are those who are able to walk this way or find it.
找的人也少。
He said that few are those who find it.
我就想到两点。
I thought about 2 points.
一个，这条路是一条生命的路。
And this way, it's a way of life.
是一个里面的路。
It's an inward way.
它不是靠这个律法来跟随主。
You cannot follow by all those laws.
它也不是靠着头脑的意志来想象的。
You cannot depend by your mental power to figure it out.
而是圣灵能够在我们里面真实的带领我们。
But that the Holy Spirit leads us, truly leads us from within.
我们才能够真正的走上这条路。
Then we can truly walk on this way.
另外一个就是 找着的人少，因为还有个付代价。
Few are those who find it because there is a matter of paying the cost to walk on this path.
其实我们做许多事情都付代价。Many
things that we do, we have to pay a price for it.
只是我们好像在主的事情上，我们就不愿意付代价。But
it's only in the matters of the Lord that we are unwilling to pay a price.
我不知道大家来美国应该知道，生活其实不简单。
To come to live in the States, it's not easy.
拿一个degree真的不简单。
To have a degree is not easy either.
所以在信主的时间，难道就可以不付代价吗？
And this matter of the Lord, can we not pay a price?
所以主对我们说代价是必须的。
The Lord tells us that the price, you have to pay a price.
每一个神的儿女都要走这条路。
Every child of God has to walk on this way.
你如果是神的儿女，你不要想我不走有代价的路。
If you're a child of God, do not think you can walk away that you know that you do not have to pay a price.
但是主在这里有个应许，付这个代价是值得的。
But the Lord promises is that it is worthy to pay this price.
因为在这条路上，我们能够真实的认识我们的神。
Because on this way, we can truly know our God.
最后，就想到有一段时间，有个弟兄跟他有交通。
I was having some sharing with a brother recently.
他突然说，他说你知道吗？他说我这次读旧约，我发现摩西跟亚伯拉罕都不如我们呢。
He said, do you realize? And I was reading the Old Testament that Moses and Abraham is not like us.
他说当亚伯拉罕出乌尔的时候，我们对神的旨意认识有我们多吗
？When Abraham was coming out of Ur, did he know God's will more than us?
但是神却把亚伯拉罕带上这一条丰盛的路。
But God led Abraham on this way of abundance.
我心中也得激励了。
And I was encouraged in my heart.
这条路是有福的路。
And this is a blessed way.
虽然我们认识不是很多，但只要我们照着主的要求，我们走上去。
Even though we do not know a lot, but according to what the Lord requires of us, and we just walk on this way.
因为历世历代的众圣徒都走在这条路上。
Because throughout generations.Brethren have all the saints have walked on this way.
因为当初基督徒并不叫基督徒。
At that time, Christians were not called Christians.
人不知道怎么称我们这批人。
They do not know what to call.
他们称这群人是行走道路的人。
They call them people of the way.
但愿我们今天能够听到，这是主给我们的一个呼召。
May we hear today that this is the calling of the Lord.
我们信了主，进窄门，走小路。
After we believe in the Lord, we'll enter through the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
我们与世界分别。
To be separated from the world.
在信心中走这条天路。
And to walk this heavenly way by faith.
愿我们靠着主的恩典和他的信实，我们能够一直走到路中。
And by His grace and faithfulness, we can walk to the end.This is my sharing.
Brothers and sisters, let's
turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章
Chapter 1.
第一章十八节
Verse 18
因为时间的缘故我想不就不用英文读所以如果是看英文的弟兄姊妹就跟着我一起看下去
And we will only read in Chinese because of time and English readers please just look
我们从十八节读到十九节
We'll go from verses 18 through 20
我给你们读一下因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能就如经上所记我要灭绝智慧人的智慧废弃聪明人的聪明智慧人在哪里文士在哪里这世上的辨识在哪里神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗然后我们再来看二十六节
look at 26
到三十一节
Verse 31.
弟兄们呐、啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神神又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎如经上所记夸口的当指着主夸口我们一同有点祷告
Let's have another word of prayer
主耶稣我们感谢你给我们这样的时间
Lord Jesus we thank you for this time
主啊我们也感谢你今天有几位的弟兄姊妹主啊 能要受浸归入你的名下。
That brothers and sisters are going to be baptized into your name.
主啊，愿我们一同来仰望你。
Lord, that we will look to you.
主啊，当我们仰望你的时候，求你向我们里边来显现。
When we look to you, reveal yourself in us.
主啊，向我们的深处来说话。
And speak to our inner self.
改变我们这一个人。
And change us.
主啊，也愿我们一同勉励来走这一条生
命的路。That we encourage one another to walk this way of life.
把这一段的时间交在你的手中。
We give this time to your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我今天有一个负担，想要跟弟兄姊妹们交通，遇见我们的主。
And my burden today is to share with you encountering our Lord Jesus.
前段时间我们的弟兄们也各自有交通到，认识我们的主是在里面碰到我们的主。
And our brothers have shared with us that to encounter him, to know him is to encounter him from within.
真正的认识我们的主，不在乎我们外面的知识。
And you know, to truly know him doesn't matter.What our knowledge is.
也不在乎我们外面宗教的仪文和活动。
And the true knowledge of the Lord does not come from our doctrinal
rituals
or
activities. 我们弟兄有，所以在这件事情上，我们弟兄们已经有一些的分享。
And our brothers have shared on this matter.
但我今天呢有一个负担，就是也是借着这一次有一些的弟兄姊妹们要受浸，我有一些的一些可能勉励的话。
And some words for our brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized.
我想要交通到有一种的遇见主。
I want to share on one encounter of the Lord.
就是我刚才同弟兄姊妹们有读到这里面讲到，是在毁坏和被废掉中遇见我们的主。
One kind of encounter is encounter our Lord through destruction.
我们看到这里面保罗告诉我们说，神拣选了那无有的。
And here Paul tells us that God chose the ones that that was not. Yeah.
这里的无有是讲到这个人他里边是真的是无有，并且他看到他自己是一个无有的人。
That within this person is indeed there's nothing, and he sees that there is nothing in him.
我想这个是一个很大的一个词汇。
And this is like a really big word.
保罗给我们看到这里面的无有，就是讲到那些愚拙的、软弱的、卑贱、被人厌恶的。
And Paul tells us that the ones that have nothing are those that are weak, they are base, they are despised,
and foolish. 我们是否觉得我们是这样的人呢？
Do we truly think that we are such people?
还是我们觉得我们是那有的呢？
Or do we think that, you know, we have something?
也就是说在我们的里面是不是有所夸耀的呢？
Is there something that, you know, we can be proud of?
我们是不是觉得我们是有智慧的人？
Do we think that we are one who is wise?
我们是刚强的。
That we are strong?
我们是尊贵的。
That we are of honor?
今天主要让我们经历到这一些我们所夸耀的被废掉。
The Lord wants us to experience that these things that we can boast of, it's nothing.
就像这里讲的说，叫自己看到无有看到自己的无有，是一切有血气的都不能自夸。
That when we see that we are nothing, then all that are of the flesh, we cannot boast.
因着我们遇见主，我们看到我们是在基督里。
Because when we encounter the Lord, we know that we are in Christ.
所以这一个经历，它可以是一个很大的经历，或者是就是一个过程。
It can be an experience or a gradual.
但是我们看到说主的旨意里面就是说他最后要我们看到我们是在基督里。
But the Lord's will is for us to see that we are in Christ.
很多时候我觉得包括我自己，我们其实对在基督里这件事我们不是很认识。
Many times I feel, including myself, that we do not really know what it means to be in Christ.
我们不知道这个分量是在哪里。
We do not know the weight of it.
在基督里，在这里保罗给我们看到，就是让我们看到和明白它的价值。
And Paul wants us to see how precious it is.
看到我们生命一切的供给，我们的智慧，我们的公义，我们的圣洁，都在他那里。
To see the worth of it, that our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification and redemption is in him.
看到我们的盼望和我们的夸耀，我人生的价值所在，只在乎他。
That our hope and the worth of our life is in Him.
我们一同来看，在但以理书里面，我们一同来看一处的事情。
In the book of Daniel, we will look at something here.
我们翻到但以理书，第二章。
In Daniel chapter 2.
Daniel 书第二章啊，我给你们，我给弟兄姊妹们读一下。
I will read to you.
从第我们从第一节读到第九节。
Daniel 2, chapter 2, Daniel 2 verses 1 through 9.
尼布甲尼撒在位第二年，他做了梦，心里烦乱，不能睡觉。王吩咐人将术士、用法术的、行邪术的和加勒底人招来，要将他们将王的梦告诉王。他们就来站在王前，王对他们说：“我做了一梦，心里烦乱，要知道这是什么梦。”加勒底人用亚兰的言语对王说：“愿王万岁，请将那梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。”王回答加勒底人说：“梦我已经忘了，你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被凌迟，你们的房屋必成为粪堆。你们若将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必从我这里得赠品和赏赐，并大增尊荣。现在你们要将梦和梦的讲解告诉我。”他们第二次对王说：“将王，请王将梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。”王回答说：“我准知道你们是故意迟延，因为你们知道那梦我已经忘了。你们若不将梦告诉我，只有一法待你们，因为你们预备了谎言乱语向我说，要等候时事改变。现在你们要将梦告诉我，因我知道你们能将梦的讲解告诉我。”哦，我们这里看到这个尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦。
King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
我想有一点的稍微有一点背景上面的一节的一点的介绍哈。
There's some background.
这个尼布甲尼撒王就是我们如果在历史上我们看的话，他是讲到尼布甲尼撒二世。
And it's according to history is speaking about Nebuchadnezzar the second.
Yeah. 他是那个巴比伦王里面。王国里面他那个是最尊荣的一个王。
And he was the most honored king in Babylon.
他做了许多的事情在当时候是非常伟被人看的是非常伟大的。
And he did many like great things in those times.
那这里面但以理呢，他是一个希伯来人，他是一个以色列人被选进去做这个在王面前服侍。
And Daniel was an Israelite that he was beenChosen to serve the king.
神拣选他做神在那一个时代的先知。
And God chose him to be the prophet in those times.
但是我们看到这里面这个王他做了一个梦。
But here the king had a dream.
然后他梦完了以后他忘记了。
But he forgotten his dream.
其实我想我们平时我们生活当中我们也做很多梦。
And in our lives we had dreams.
我们有很多的梦都忘记。
And we forget many of our dreams.
这其实我就不是那种很记梦的人。
I'm one who can't remember my dreams.
我半分钟我就忘记，我醒来半分钟忘记。
I forget it after half a minute.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹他记梦特别清楚。
And some are very clear memory of their dreams.
我不是很理解这种的。
I can't understand them.
但是我们做梦我们就忘记嘛，对吧？这个很正常。
We forget our dreams after we have dreams, so that's very normal.
但是这里尼布甲尼撒王他有个梦做了，但他不能忘，他忘也忘记了，但他不能让他过去。
But here, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. He had forgotten the dream, but he cannot let it go.
他一直在问一个问题。
He kept asking a question.
我到底做了什么梦？
What did I dream?
有没有人能够告诉我？
Can someone tell me?
他一直在问。
He kept asking.
所以他把在他国度里面的所有那些的最聪明的人都叫到他面前。
And throughout his kingdom, he called all of the people to come.
但是你发现没有一个人能够解他的梦。
But not one of them can.Telling him his dream.
因为连梦是什么都不知道。
They cannot interpret his dream because they didn't know what the dream was.
但是你发现他就是不能 let it go.
But he couldn't let it go.
为什么？
Why?
我们想到梦啊，英文里面这个梦叫 dream 是吧？
It's called dream in English.
所以这个中文也可以翻译成梦想，对不对？
You can say it. It's a dream.
所以我想问大家啊，我们都是年轻的弟兄姊妹，尤其哈，你们有梦想？
Young brothers and sisters, do you have dream? Not that dream, but the other dream.
我是一个有梦想的人。
I'm one such that is I have a dream.
我们讲到梦想哈，我们想到什么？
What do we think of when we say we have a dream?
我想梦想是讲到我们人生，我觉得人生我的意义在哪里。
And I often think of what is the meaning of life.
所以当我说我有一个梦想，我觉得那就是我人生的意义。
And I say I have a dream. That is my the meaning of my life.
所以待会我们读到说，你发现尼布甲尼撒王梦解出来以后，这个梦是关乎到我们人生的意义的。
And when the dream of Nebuchadnezzar was being interpreted, this is to, has to do with the meaning of our life.
我们每个人，我们都在想，我人生的意义在哪里？
We have been thinking, what is the meaning of our lives?
可能你已经忘记了。
Maybe you've forgotten.
可能你已经不再问了。
Maybe you stop asking.
但是我们看到这个问题，我们不能让它过去。
But this question, we cannot let it go.
因为这个是关乎我们最终极的问题。
This is the very center of our being.
但是你会发现，这一个问题不是任何天然的智慧可以告诉我们的。
This no natural wisdom can tell us.
这个问题是没有一个属地的智慧可以解决的。
And not of this earthly wisdom.
今天最聪明的人也不能告诉你我人生的意义到底是什么。
Even the smartest person cannot tell you the meaning of life.
当但以理向神呼求的时候，只有神把这一件事情向他来解开。
When Daniel cried out to the Lord, only the Lord revealed and opened it up to him.
不但把梦告诉他，也把梦的解释告诉他。
Not only did God tell him the dream, but also the interpretation of the dream.
所以我们翻到后面三十一节。
So verse 31,
31节到44节，我帮你们读一下。
Through
44, 王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和臂膀是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看，见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这象半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，成如夏天河场上的糠秕，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这项的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。这就是那梦。我们在王面前要讲解那梦。王啊，你是诸王之王，天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你。凡世上所住之地的走兽，并天空的飞鸟，他都交付你手，使你掌管这一切。你就是那金头，在以后必另兴一国，不及于你。又有第三国，就是铜，必掌管天下。第四国必坚壮如铁，铁能打碎克制百物，又能压碎一切。那国也必打碎压制列国。你既见象的脚和脚趾头，一半是降凿的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。那脚趾头既是半铁半泥，那国也必半强半弱。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国民也必与各种人掺杂，却不能彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能相合一样。当那列国在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，必永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。我今天不是想要跟弟兄姊妹来解经。
I'm not going to kind of go explain the scripture to you today.
也不是来解释一个预言。
Or explain a prophecy.
但是我们从这一个梦里面，我们看到神给我们看到这个尼布甲尼撒的梦里面梦到一尊巨大的像。
And God tells us that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a statue.
A great image. 然后这一个巨大的像，它后面解出来就是说它是一个国度的一个根器。
The changing of kingdoms.
所以我们看到他说这里有一个这个像的头是金做的。
That the head of the image was gold.
这个就是那个巴比伦国。
And that was Babylon.
然后他讲到银的胸膛和臂膀。
And it speaks of the chest and arms of silver.
讲到马代波斯。
And it speaks of Persia.
铜的肚腹和腰讲到希腊
，and the belly and sides of bronze of Greece。
铁的腿是讲到罗马帝国
，and the legs of iron about the Roman Empire。
然后他后面讲到脚半铁半泥是讲到罗马帝国分裂以后
，and the feet are partly iron and clay after the Roman Empire was divided。
不是只是东罗马西罗马
，it's not just east and west。
因为他的脚趾是有我们知道有十根脚趾
，because there are 10 toes。
当然很多人解经，所以后面。 是讲到后面的所有的国家。
And many other countries, kingdoms afterwards.
所以我想看哦，这一个你会发现这一个像是预表着人和这个世界的所有的权势和这个世界的荣耀。
And this image represents the power and the glory of this world.
所以这个巨大的这个像就是一个偶像。
And this great image is the idol.
而这个偶像就是我们今天活在这个世界上这一个世界的本相。
And this is the true image of this world that we're living in today.
这个世界的王就是撒旦。
And the king of this world is Satan.
也就是说我们一切的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲都在这个里面。
And the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this world is before us.
这个我们一切的自尊、自视和聪明都在这个像里面。
And all our
pride
is all in this image.
我们所说到的，我们的名和利和属地的地位。和权势都在这里。
And all our name and our status and all our power, it's all in this.
在后面的梦里面又讲到说，这个巴比伦王啊，他是一棵大树。
And he speaks about this king of Babylon was a big tree.
所有的这个凡是有血气的都要依靠这棵树。
And all who are flesh will rely on this tree.
也就是说，我们今生，我们这一生，但我们还没有，或者我们里面，我们有。依靠，我们在依靠这个世界，我们在推崇，我们在追求。
It's like today that we are relying and we are pursuing, we relying on this thing.
我们试图在这个里面找到我们人生的意义和价值。
It's as if we are finding the meaning and value of life in such.
我们思想一下，我们从小到大我们的人生。
We think about from our early days until now our life.
我们小一点的时候，我们就在那边要比我们自己的父母。
And when we're little, we compare with our parents.
我们比我们谁学习成绩好。
And we compare who has better grades.
我们比谁更能干。
And we compare who is more capable.
谁体育好、音乐好、美术好。
Who's good in sports and in music and
arts.
Yeah.
这个世界就是鼓励我们说，你要不断的发展自己。
And this world kind of encourages us, you know, to.
Develop
yourself.
然后要把别人比下去。
And to kind of put down others, you know, after comparing.
我们再大一点，我们比什么呢
？And when we grow up, what do we compare?
我们比谁漂亮
？We compare who's you know, more beautiful.
我们比谁帅
？More handsome.
我们比谁能上名牌的大学
？Who can go to better schools?
谁的女朋友更漂亮
？Whose girlfriend is prettier?
谁的男朋友更帅
？Whose boyfriend is more handsome?
更有钱。
Whose boyfriend is richer?
我们再大一点呢，我们就比谁更有出息了，对吧
？And when we even grow even older, we'll say, no, who is more capable,
successful?
啊，
谁的房子更大
？And whose house is bigger?
谁开的车更是名牌车
？Who has a better car?
谁赚的钱多
？And who has more income?
谁的社会地位更高
？And who has greater social status?、
我们看见说，我们这一生就在包在这一个巨大的像里面。
Our entire life is in this image.
我们被它所霸占。
We have been occupied by this image.
我们被它捆绑。
We have been bound by this image.
我们也被它伤害。
And we are being hurt by it.
我们觉得我们这一生的意义就在这里了。
And we think our entire meaning of life is there.
很多时候我觉得我们信主了我们好像还是有这个东西也是有这个东西在我们里面
that after believing in the Lord as if this thing still remains in us
比的东西不太一样
it's just that we compare different things
然后我们看到这里面有个讲到有一块非人手所凿的石头
and here it speaks of one the stone that's not cut by human hand
我们知道在马太福音里面有讲到说这一个主耶稣基督就是那一个旁角石，就是被人匠人所弃的石头。
And in Matthew, it speaks about that Jesus is the stone which the builders rejected, and he has become the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone.
马太福音里面他有一句话，他说：“谁掉在这石头上，必要跌碎；这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁砸得稀烂。”
And Matthew says that whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder.
所以当主耶稣这个石头就是讲到基督
and this stone speaks about Christ
当主落在这个人一个人的身上的时候他要把这个人 撒得稀烂。
And when it falls on a person, it will, the person will be ground into powder.
我们看到在这个梦里面，当这一块石头碰上这一个像的时候，这个像就被砸得稀烂。
We see in the dream when this stone falls on the image, this image was all totally destroyed.
所以当主他今天他要遇上我们，他要把我们里面所倚靠的这个世界的这个世界，我们觉得我们的智慧和能力都要废去。
When the Lord comes and meet us, and what is within us, the power and wisdom will all be destroyed.
所以我们从这里面我们看到两件的事情。
We see two things.
当我们遇到主的时候。
When we meet the Lord.
我们心里所宝贵的世界和自己的骄傲，我们看到，就像这里讲的，它是空的。
And when our pride within and all the things that we hold precious, they are like chaff.
空比就是没有分量和价值的。
Chaff has no weight and no worth.
但当我们没有，我们还没有被主在真的里面碰到的时候，我们都宝贵这个。
If we have not encountered the Lord, how precious we hold onto all these things.
所以我们今天要问说，巴比伦在哪里呢？
We have to ask, where is Babylon?
当时尼布甲尼撒王他造的那个空中花园在哪里？
Where is the garden that King Nebuchadnezzar built?
波斯、希腊、罗马帝国在哪里？
Where is Persia and Greece and Roman Empire?
那些曾经的荣耀无比的君王在哪里？
Where those kings who used to be glorious, where are they? Yeah, no longer.
这个约翰在约翰一书里面告诉我们说，世上和其上的情欲都要过去。
And First John tells us that all these and the things of this world and the last will all pass.
当我们与主碰到的时候，我们看到从这一面，我们看到这个世界是没有价值的。
And on one hand, when we meet the Lord, we see that this world is worthless.
我们也看到他在我们里面的荣耀的显现。
And we also see His glory revealed in us.
他给我们看到那基督和他永远的国度。
And we see Christ and His everlasting kingdom.
在这样的一个经历里面，我们才看到。在它里面才有永远的价值。
And in such an experience, then we see that we have that eternal value in Him.
我想这个再交通一下这个彼得的经历。
And I'll share with you Peter's encounter with the Lord.
本来是想跟弟兄姊妹读一下，但是时间不允许。
We will not read the passage.
我们知道彼得他是头三个门徒。
And he was one of the three first being called.
开始跟随耶稣了。
He was one who followed the Lord.
他也亲眼看到他的岳母，他的热病被主医治。
And he saw the fever of his mother-in-law being healed.
但是在那个时候，我们看到他只是在外面认识了主。
But at that time, he was knowing the Lord outwardly.
他听过主很多的讲道。
He have heard many messages.
但是你会发现他的人生的道路他并没有改变。
But the way of his life has not changed.
当有一天主在湖边开始讲道的时候，
When the Lord was speaking on the bank of the lake,
他开始去打鱼。
He went to fish.
因为他的职业，他的人生就是打鱼。
And his career, his life, whole life is fishing.
他可能已经听过主太多的讲道，他觉得这些我都懂了。
Maybe he has heard many messages and he thinks he knows all these.
他甚至可以背出来。
Maybe he can even memorize it.
因为我们知道三本福音书
recite it.
前三本福音书都是从他那基本上他是那个 source.
We know the three gospels before it was according to his own recite that he can he was the source.
所以你看到主在那边讲道，但是他却去打鱼。
And the Lord was speaking there, and he went to fish.
等主这个讲完道
，So after the Lord has finished,
他对西门说
，He said to Simon,
他说把船开到水深之处。
That you know, put into the deep, go out into the deep.
下网打鱼。
And to let your nets down.
我们看到主这一次他要遇见彼得。
And we see that the Lord at that time he wants to encounter Peter.
主本来是在岸边讲道。
He was speaking at the bank.
我们知道道理只能停在肤浅的地方。
And we know that those doctrine can only remain on a very shallow area. 但是今天
主要带彼得进到深处。
But the Lord wants to bring Peter onto the deep side.
所以他在彼得身上做了一件事情。
So he did something on Peter.
彼得说我整夜劳力 并没有打到什么。
He said that he has worked all night and caught nothing.
我们看到主为彼得创造了一个环境。
And so we see that the Lord has created an environment for Peter.
在他身上给他创造了一个需要。
and created this need in him.
彼得是渔夫。
And Peter was a fisherman.
他一辈子在打鱼。
He, all his life he was a fisherman.
如果他的人生当中有所可夸的，就是他的打鱼。
If he can boast of anything in his life, it was his fishing.
但是这个晚上他什么也没有打到。
But that night he caught nothing.
这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
It's an amazing thing.
许多时候神要把我们带到一个环境里面，给我们看到我们所可以依靠的肉体的能力到了一个尽头。
Oftentimes the Lord will bring us through such a circumstance that what we rely on our flesh, you know, it's the end.
主要借着环境将我们的智慧和能力废掉。
And he uses the circumstances to crush all our, to destroy our wisdom and our strength.
所以彼得就依从主下网。
And so Peter listened and according to the Lord.
当他这样做的时候，他打起了满两船的鱼。
And when
两网的鱼。
When he did that, he got two boatfuls of fish.
如果我们经历这样的事情，我们会有什么样的反应？
If we experience such a thing, what would our response be?
我们会觉得，哇，主啊，我这一辈子就靠你打鱼了。
We would say, oh Lord, this and my life, I'll depend on you to go fishing.
但是你发现，当彼得得到这些鱼的时候，
But when Peter got all these fish,
他的眼睛从这些鱼身上转开。
And his eyes were turned away from the fish.
他看到站在他面前的是谁。
And he saw who was standing before him.
所以彼得就说，
So Peter said,
他就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，
So he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying,
他说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
And saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
看到自己是罪人，
To see that you're a sinner,
不是今天有人告诉我这些是罪。
It's not that somebody tell me this and this, these are sins.
也不是靠着自己反省出来。
It's not, you know, you go kind of ponder and, you know, realize that you're a sinner.
当一个人真的从深处遇见主的时候，
When you truly meet the Lord from within,
当彼得看到站在他面前的不是一个 只是一个教师，
When Peter saw in front of him standing, this is not only a teacher,
只是一个先知，
or a prophet,
他是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
他是基督。
And he is Christ.
当这个光照到他里面的时候，
When this light shined into him,
他看到他是个罪人。
And he saw he was a sinful man.
但是也在同样这样的一个经历里面，他听到主向他呼召。
And the same experience, he heard the calling of the Lord.
他说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
That do not fear, from now on you will be catching men.
在这样一个遇到主的经历里面，他听到了这一个关乎他人生一生的呼召。
And in this encounter with the Lord, he heard this calling that has to do with his entire life.
彼得看到他以前的人生实在是虚空。
He saw that his past life is all vanity.
他的人生不过是打鱼的人生。
It was just a life of fishing.
没有任何价值。
It was worthless.
主给他一个新的人生的意义。
But the Lord gave meaning, the new meaning to his life.
所以他就撇下了一切，跟随了。
So he left all everything and followed him.
最后我想分享一点我自己的一点经历。
I want to share with you a little of my experience.
我也是个有梦想的人。
I'm one that has a dream.
我想我们出国，我们肯定都是有梦想。
And I believe that, you know, those who come out to, you know, to overseas to study, we all have our dreams.
这个我以前也想，我也要主的。
I dream that, you know, for me, I really wanted the Lord.
但是呢，我觉得不想就是那种全身心的服侍主。
I don't want to serve him, you know, wholeheartedly.
我心里面还想说，我要进名牌大学。
I still want to go to really good school.
然后做一个很有名的心理学家。
I want to be a very famous psychologist.
然后我可以自己开个诊所。
I can have my own clinic.
然后一方面呢，我可以帮助别人一些问题。
And I can help others with their problems.
然后另外一方面呢，我又可以传点福音。
And I can also share the gospel with them.
所以特别完美。
So it's like kind of perfect in my eyes.
所以等我这个11年等我来美国以后，我也有一些教会的生活。
And I have some church life when I came to the States.
主确实也在我身上做了一些事情。
And the Lord have done things in my life.
在11年的年底，我记得应该是11月份。
at the end of 2011, about November.
我去波士顿那个哈佛大学，他们有一个讲座。
I went to Boston to attend a seminar at Harvard.
这个讲座是跟辛亥革命有关系。
It has to do with modern revolution.
反正就很感兴趣，而且就是。
Something I was interested in.
对，然后我就在那边就碰到一些的同学。
And I met some friend, other students.
他们都非常的优秀。
They're very
outstanding
students there.
他们都就是整天他们的 schedule 就是排得非常的满。
They have full schedule.
然后呢，他们所求的就是已经人生都规划好。
And what they want, you know, they have it all set for them.
然后非常努力就投身于他们那个目标当
中。They're very hardworking and devoted themselves to that.
然后我走在哈佛大学里面。
So I was walking in the campus of Harvard.
就突然心里面特别难过。
In me, it was a sudden kind of sadness.
我想这可以是我的一个 dream school.
This could be my dream school.
但是我碰到那些人，我参加那个那些 seminar， 我都参加完了，等我坐在飞机上的时候，回来路上，我心里面非常的忧愁。
And after attending the seminar and meeting all these students, when I on the flight back, I was filled with sadness.
我心里面有两个想法。
I have two things I was thinking.
就是我应该是没法跟他们比了。
I can't compare myself to them.
虽然我有时候觉得自己也挺好的，但是比不上他们。
I feel good, but you know, I can't compare to them.
第二个，我觉得他们在干什么。
And another thought is like, what are they doing?
我要跟他们一样吗？
Do I want to be like them?
我要把我的人生投资在进名牌大学然后出名，就这些，这就这件事情上嘛。
Do I want to invest my life in a good school and to be famous? Just these things?
最后呢？
What about the end?
有多少马云？马云是一个企业家呀。
How many CEOs are there?
有多少比尔盖茨？
Oh, how many? Bill Gates.
就算我得到了这些。
Even if I have all these,
我最后什么都没有了。
I would have nothing at the
end. 我还是会死的。
I would still die.
所以我当时回到家，我非常非常的难过。
I was very sad when I went home.
我从来没有想过这件事。
I've never thought about that.
所以我就来到主面前。
So I came before the Lord.
在那个时候，主给我看到这些追求都是虚空。
And all these pursuits are vanity.
因为在我里面。只感到虚空。
And because in me, I felt that emptiness.
主也给我看到。
And Lord also showed me.
他说，来服侍我。
He said to come serve me.
有永远的价值。
That have eternal value.
我想在那个时候，主给我看到他一点点荣耀的显现。
And I see that at that time, the Lord revealed himself, his glory to me.
所以当我读到这个保罗在加拉太书里面，他说。
When I read about Paul in Galatians.
但我断不以别的夸口。
I do not boast in anything.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
I boast in Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
That to me the world has been nailed to the cross.
就世界而论。
And to the world.
我已经钉在十字架上。
That I've been nailed to the cross.
从今以后，人都不要搅扰我。
And from now on, nobody is to disturb me.
因为我身上。带着耶稣的印记。
Because I have the seal of the Lord on me.
求主在我们还年轻的时候。
That the Lord, that when we are still young.
遇到我。
That the Lord would come and meet us.
得着。
And to gain us.
让我们看到我们这一生到底要追求什么。
That what we are going to pursue in this life.
给我们看到它的价值。
To see his value.
让我们像彼得那样，愿意撇下一切。来跟从我们的主。
That we like Peter, we're willing to put away everything to follow him.
我交通到这。
This is my sharing.
我们结束祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, you are true and living.
主啊，既然你是又真又活的神，我们就应该能够经历。
Since you are true and living God, we can experience you.
主啊，我们心中向你呼求，主啊，求愿你的荣耀向我们显现。
Lord, we cry out to you to reveal your glory to us.
主啊，当你的笑脸向我们显现的时候，这个吸引比任何世上的吸引都要大。
Lord, when you reveal yourself to us, this will draw us more than any other things in the world.
主啊，今天怎么能够撇下我，好像其他缠累我们的？
So Lord, that we can do away with all these things that entangle us and we can walk this way of faith. The way that is following the Lord. Lord, because we know we have encountered you. Lord, may you show us grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.